and welcome to Amazing FBA, the place to be if you are a private labeler selling from the UK into the UK or into the USA. Welcome back to podcast episode number 27. Last one we were dealing with setting our big goals for 2016. Still got to remind myself of the year. I always say 2015 until halfway through February. Anyway, I hope you're clear about which year you're in, unlike me, and you've set yourself some big goals. If not, go back and set them, guys. It's important to think big picture stuff. Also, check out where I reviewed 2015. It's all linked up, really. Reviewing the past year, learning from mistakes, learning what things worked is all part of setting your next year goals. Don't just do it in a vacuum. If you're new to the business and you haven't got any sort of history from 2015 yet, then welcome to a clean slate. As ever, guys, I would encourage you to join us in the Facebook group. We've now got 131 members. I just approved 4 people to go in one go, so it's starting to grow quite rapidly. As I said in our last podcast, if you listen to that number 26, then now is the time to join us while you can get to one-to-one attention from me. When it gets beyond a few hundred people and we start getting lots and lots of posts, I'm not going to be able to give you that attention. Now is the time to join us to get the maximum value. So www.amazingfba.com/FB, F as in face, B as in book, to join us there and just put in a request. I'll approve you within 24, 48 hours, depending on what else I'm doing in my business. Also, particularly today, we're dealing with Amazon ads and how to set them up. That's a tactical how-to stuff by request of the people in the Facebook group. So that is largely where I seem to get most interaction with my sort of followers and listeners. If you want to put anything up in the Facebook group as another reason to be a member of it, as well as getting great information from the other people who are doing pretty well in there, then make sure you join that. Also, though, today's episode, the Amazon ad setup, has been covered in a how-to video by yours truly. And to get hold of those, you just need to join our Amazon Insiders Club. All you need to do is give us your email. Promise not to spam you with a bunch of stuff. It's not how I operate. Just go to www.amazingfba.com/welcome, W-E-L-C-O-M-E. But I guess if you can't spell welcome, maybe you need to go and do something more drastic than learn how to sell on Amazon anyway. Also, we're on Twitter now at AmazingFBA. You won't really find much content there, to be honest. I'm not a big Twitter person, but I just post up reminders of the latest Periscopes, and that is the place where you will find more content. So if you want to follow us on Periscope, if you haven't come across that yet, let's go to your app store. If you have an Android phone or an iPhone or an iPad, and find Periscope app. And it's basically a sort of little mini broadcast. So it's like a sort of Google Hangout, but it's a bit more public. One cool feature it has, which is one reason I use it, is because you have a little chat box for all the users. So you can ask questions or make comments directly and I can respond in real time. So I'm doing some of those. I don't seem to have huge numbers of people doing it yet, so I'm just experimenting with that at the moment, but I will be doing more Periscope podcasts, Periscope broadcasts, I should say. If you want to know when those are, get yourself on our email list or get yourself in the Facebook group. I let people know in both places. Okay, today we are going to be dealing with creating Amazon ads. Now, this is pay-per-click marketing. It is much, much simpler than Google AdWords, which is the original people who invented pay-per-click. And by the way, there's a bit of a hint. If you create a market or you create a niche market or you expand a niche market and you become the number one player in it, then that is a huge business. That's what Richard Koch would call a star business. That's one reason why Google is a star business. They invented the idea, or they popularized certainly the idea of pay-per-click. I mean, almost certainly somebody invented it in some small company you and I have never heard of, but they made it commercially viable and successful. So that is one thing to think about. I just take as a small aside. Now, keywords and pay-per-click all gets a bit technical. People get a little bit scared by it all. But the good news is that Amazon is a very simple system compared to Google AdWords or any other things I've come across. It's simpler than Facebook ads. It's very much a sort of point and click thing. Before I get into it, I should give a glossary of a few key words or important words. I shouldn't use the word keyword, that's confusing. Keyword. What does keyword mean? Keyword doesn't just mean one word. And forgive me if you're used to this kind of thing and you're versed in online. If you're new to the whole business of online marketing, completely new, keyword means, for example, in this case, we're going to be using the term whiteboard markers because that's the product we're pretending that we've ordered and you've got in. And you've got a listing live and you're now driving Amazon ads traffic to it, okay? Bear in mind, by the way, that the Amazon ads is only one form of many other forms of potential traffic. It's the simplest to set up and it's the first one to do, but bear in mind, it's not everything. So if you find it a bit not to your taste, it's not the whole business model, it's just part of it, okay? So let's deal with glossary of terms first. Keyword, in this instance, means not just one word. That's the first thing to get your head around. A keyword could be white or marker. That's just one word. But that's a bit general. That's what you call a very, very broad match. And whiteboard markers as a whole would count as a keyword in the meaning of, you know, this word, keyword. Then you can have different match types, which is something that Amazon has only introduced recently. That's only available in the USA. It's not yet available in Europe, at least not in the UK. I imagine it will come there soon. So if you're dealing with the UK only, you can ignore this for a second. But the three match types are broad, phrase, and exact. Let me just clarify what those are. So the broad match type is when, for example, I might write in pens, whiteboard, or I might write in, if I'm the customer, putting into the search bar, whiteboard, pens, or I might put in pens for whiteboard, or I might write in whiteboard markers and pens. All of those, if it's set to broad match type in my Amazon campaign, the word whiteboard markers would probably come up and your advert would appear in the search results, okay? If I set it to phrase match, I would have to have the phrase whiteboard markers in there somewhere. If I set it to exact match, then they would have to write in the words whiteboard marker or whiteboard markers for my advert to be shown, okay? Very simply, and you don't really need to think this through, you just need to set this up, but just to give you an overview, if you're into that, broad match types will give you more results, but a lower relevance of search to the actual product. So you might have a danger of too many clicks and not enough people buying. So that could be a waste of your money. That's the danger with broad match types. So phrase and exact matches are better. Having said that, the fundamental mindset you need to develop, especially with pay-per-click advertising, is very simply this. First, run it, gain the data, then analyze. So don't try and second guess whether your phrase, broad or exact match types are the right or the wrong ways to go. Don't try and second guess exactly which keywords are going to work. Put lots of stuff up there. Let Amazon show the adverts, get there be clicks, let there be sales, and then you can look at the data and review. That is the only same way to deal with this. So this doesn't involve a lot of rocket science, this stage. It's the analysis where the brain power is needed. This stage of it, and I'll give you the analysis in another podcast and another video as well. This stage of it is simply about getting set up and getting things moving so you have some data being gathered by Amazon. That's the primary purpose of this, is data gathering, which is another mindset thing, okay? It's not just about getting sales, although it will help you to get ranking and sales to start with. But the most important thing is the information you gain, and that information is what you will really use to have a powerful business. Hope that makes sense. That's an overview of your approach to pay-per-click. I'm not an expert, but in a way, maybe that helps me to kind of cut to the chase for those of us who aren't experts. I will be hopefully interviewing an expert on this quite soon. If that would interest you, let me know in the Facebook group as ever, www.amazingfba.com/FB, F as in Frank, B as in book. Right, guys, let's get ready to rumble. Get your Amazon Seller Central account opened, please, and get to the campaigns tab, and we need to get you set up. Just trying out a new bit of film music here, by the way, keep it real. So guys, today, creating Amazon ads. As I said, please go check out the how-to video because this sort of thing that you can see a huge amount more easily on screen. But I think it's worth talking through as well. So belts and braces. So I'm now going to go through in painstaking detail how we create each of the first campaign types that you're going to run. So you can create as many campaigns as you want for a product, and over time you probably will want to, because you want to be searching for the best keywords all the time and gathering the best, most valuable ones, the best response ones. This is my understanding as things stand at the moment. I'm not an expert in ads, but I've done quite a lot over time, and this is my understanding of where I'm at so far. This will probably be refined over time, and I will come back to you with any refinements in the future, but I think this is a good starting point. So we're going to create five different campaigns. And if this is too much, guys, don't do that. If you're getting too overwhelmed, doesn't mean you should do nothing. You should just 80-20 it, yeah? So we've got five different campaign types. The 80-20 would be, okay, 20% of this would be the first one, which is the auto campaign. If you do nothing else but set up an auto campaign, that will kick things off nicely for you, okay? However, if you can cope and if you have the time and the energy, I would strongly suggest you do the other types of campaigns. The second one I suggest is you simply take Amazon's suggested keywords. They'll do an analysis of your product for you and automatically generate some keywords for you. And why not use that? You don't really have to use much brain power. You just go through the system and follow the system. The next three take a bit more effort from you. Campaign number three is for Amazon search bar suggestions, right? And whenever you put a keyword into Amazon search bar, it will come up with a bunch of suggestions that it thinks you might mean. And those are really useful. Then the fourth one is what I call search like a customer. So come up with your own obvious keywords that you would use if you were searching for this kind of product. So a bit of human brain as opposed to simply computer science. And then the fifth one is using Keyword Inspector, which is a clever bit of software which will analyze the keywords that your competitors' products are getting shown for, and it will also rank them by commercial value, i.e. which ones are more likely to actually get you a sale, which is really, really powerful. So those are the five campaign types. Just to recap, the first one's an auto campaign, the second one is the Amazon suggested keywords, the third one's the Amazon search bar suggestions, the fourth one is searching like a customer, and the fifth one is Keyword Inspector. Right, if you're ready to go, I suggest you get yourself over to Seller Central. If you have a product live and you're ready to do this, and you can follow along step by step and pause the recording as you need to, and I can give you step by step instructions for how to set up each of those five campaigns. But I'm going to move fast, pause it when you need to, be ready to move. Here we go. So the first thing you're going to want to do is create an auto campaign, which is pretty much a piece of cake. You go to your page on Seller Central, which deals with campaigns. It'll be under advertising. You click on that or you mouse over it. You'll have a drop down box, one of which says promotions, the other one says create campaigns or campaign. So you go to that and then you have an orange button top left on about the second one in, I think, which says create campaign. So click there and then you get your campaign settings. So give it a name, use the name of your product first and keep it orderly, guys. Otherwise, you're going to have chaos once you have 20 campaigns going. Label it auto. Daily budget, up to you, but you might want to call it $25, whatever. Depends how rich you're feeling, yeah? But about that's about right. You're probably not going to use that anyway, so don't panic about it. Don't bother putting an end date in. Just you can pause these at any time. Click on select a campaign type, automatic targeting, and go to the next page. Then you're going to name a group of ads. You don't need to worry about an ad group name for this. Default bid is going to be whatever you want. If you're feeling aggressive, $1 or $2, 25 cents if you're feeling cautious. And then that's it. That's all you need to do for an auto campaign. Okay, very easy. And then just check the campaign has shown up on your campaign manager. Campaign number two, Amazon suggested keywords. Again, you go to advertising campaign manager and create campaign and set the name. So Amazon suggestions, I'm just following my own little video here. That's why I'm going so fast, but I'm just cut to the chase in these videos. It's pure content, about 12 minutes of get on with it. Follow along, pause when you need to. So the Amazon suggestions, it's simply that Amazon will come up with a bunch of suggested keywords for you based on their analysis of your product type, which is pretty clever. So that I suggest you make use of, right? So the idea is that we create quite a number of different campaigns, and then we let the reality of the marketplace and the Amazon system tell us which ones are effective. And then after that, we test and measure. So in other words, we look at everything and we assess, is it working? Is it not? Right? And we won't even get that into that today. All you need to do is set your campaigns up to start with. The analysis comes later, yeah? So don't worry about analysis up front. Get the thing going, then you'll have some data. And after 7 days, we analyze. So that will be the next episode. So I thought I'd just mention that. Okay, so the Amazon suggestions are the next campaign. So again, name the campaign. For example, in this case, I'm using whiteboard markers as an example. Write the word manual so that you know it's not an auto campaign. And then write something like Amazon suggestions, whatever it is you want to write. Again, average daily budget. You can put $25. You're unlikely to use that up, but it just puts a cap on it so it doesn't go crazy and spend a load of your money before you've checked whether it's working or not. This time, you're going to select targeting type manual campaign and then click create campaign. Ad group name. You could probably ignore that when it comes to Amazon suggestions because actually it will only give you broad match suggestions, okay? and then putting a default bid. Again, you could be $1 if per keyword if you're feeling aggressive, or it could be 25 cents if you're feeling cautious. And then select the keywords and save and finish. Okay. So Amazon suggestions are only going to be broad match type keywords. Now, recently, let me just explain about this very briefly, but again, don't worry about it for now, right? Worry about it in the analysis stage. Okay, this is the action of setting up stage. And basically, Amazon suggestions only come up broad match, but you have two other possibilities, which is phrase match and exact match. Okay, now, exact match means that the person puts in precisely what you put in. So if you take the keyword, for example, whiteboard markers, there are obviously three words there. If you're using keywords, that counts as one quote keyword, okay? Even though obviously in normal English, it's three words, right? If somebody put in phrase match, for example, whiteboard markers, then they would need to put in the phrase whiteboard, but they might have put something like whiteboard pens and it would still come up, okay? Whiteboard markers would only match your ad if you put exact match, if it said exactly whiteboard marker or whiteboard markers. Okay, they do take account of plurals. Whiteboard, if you put in the word whiteboard or white pens or marker pens for whiteboard, anything like that, if you've got it set to broad match, then that is going to come up under any of those terms, okay? So basically, think of it like this. Your customers or potential customers are searching using keywords. Your adverts are set up to match those, but they are set up to match those with different degrees of precision, okay? My advice is, you know what? Keep it very simple. Have all three of them in all of your campaigns. So basically, get all the keywords you can that are relevant and create three different ad groups if you have the choice. Amazon suggestions and auto, you don't need to worry about that, okay? But when it comes to the next campaign types we're about to deal with, then you need to think about this. So basically, you get all the keywords that are relevant and you create three ad campaigns, okay? Three ad groups, I should say, sorry, within each campaign. The first one is phrase match, second one is exact match, the third one's broad match. If you can't be bothered with that or you don't want to spend the time, you just don't have the time, I would go for phrase and exact match because you'll get fewer irrelevant clicks, okay? That is as far as I'm going to get with technical. After that, just get on with setting it up now and then measure and analyze later. The beauty of all this stuff is, like anything in business, but particularly when it comes to paid advertising and pay-per-click, what you need to do is set it up. As long as you set yourself some limits, it's not going to go crazy. It's not going to waste your money. Then you just need to gather data. Once you have the data, then worry about analyzing it. But don't get paralysis by analysis before you have anything to analyze. Yeah, hope that makes sense. Campaign number three we're going to set up is Amazon search bar suggestions. So if you put, for example, whiteboard mark into the Amazon search bar on Amazon.com, so this is not in Seller Central, it will come up with things like whiteboard marker holder, whiteboard markers and eraser, whiteboard markers black, whiteboard markers kids, whiteboard markers fine point. Okay, a couple of things here. First of all, you might want to make, well, you certainly want to note these. You might capture them with Sketch, with a screen capture software, or just write them down on a piece of paper. It doesn't matter, as long as you capture them somewhere. You can always put them in a spreadsheet afterwards if you want. Personally, I don't think you need to. Just keep life very simple, guys, because you're going to have them captured within your Amazon ad campaigns, okay? One key point here is that you can discover little potential niche markets here, which you hadn't thought of. Now, if you've already, obviously, if you're at the point of putting Amazon ads up, you've got product live. So you've ordered one product, you've committed to one product, but that doesn't mean you can't go back and in your next orders look for a niche product, possibly from the same supplier. For example, whiteboard markers kids might be quite a good niche market to go into and quite profitable because it could be there are a few people competing in that market and therefore you can do that thing. And remember all the guiding principles. I'm talking more and more about guiding principles. Whatever you're doing on the tactical level, and this is very, very much tactical stuff, guiding principle, look for a star, which is to say, look for a niche, a product niche where it's growing, however, you know, it doesn't have to be massive, but to an extent, and where you believe you can dominate and preferably be number one. Okay, so it's always good to be on the lookout for product niches. That's something of an aside, right? That's not directly relevant to Amazon ads, but it's all directly relevant to the keywords thing, and it's all about keywords really on Amazon and understanding keywords. That's a bit of an aside. We can explore that thought in future episodes, but I think it's an important point. So we carry on now. Let's go back to business. We carry on with the Amazon search bar suggestions, and then simply they just pop up automatically, okay? Then capture that, as I said, on Sketch, which is what I use for screen capture. You can just use your native screen capture software on your Mac or PC or whatever you use, or just make a note on a piece of paper. Keep it simple, keep it moving, yeah? Simple is good. You're going to get complicated anyway. And then under Campaign Manager in Seller Central, create campaign. Again, name it something very logical, whiteboard markers in this case, if that's a product we're choosing, and then manual probably, and then write something like Amazon search bar suggestions. Make sure that you're clear exactly which campaign is which. Set an average daily budget. For me, it's normally $25, and that's just a safety thing, so I don't spend a load of money on something that isn't going to work. And as I say, then you can choose the different match types. So you've got to select your products as well, but if you've only got one product, that's easy enough. Default bid, again, maybe 75 cents, maybe 50 cents. And then you can manually input the keywords that you've gathered from the previous phase. So whiteboard marker holder, whiteboard markers and eraser, whiteboard markers black, whiteboard markers kids, whiteboard markers fine point, etc., right? Underneath that or next to it, you've got the broad match type. So I would copy and paste those keywords, select the match type, add the keywords to the campaign, paste those back into the box, click on phrase type match, and then do the same again, copy and paste, and then click on exact match type. Okay. And if this is all a bit gobbledygook to you guys because you can't see it, go get the video, www.amazingfba.com/welcome. And if you're signed up for that, you'll have it already. Campaign number four, search like a customer, which is a bit vague, but I think it's good to use a bit of human intelligence, not just machine. This is very similar. Put stuff into the whiteboard. Put the words, for example, in this case, whiteboard marker pen into the Amazon search bar and capture more Amazon suggestions, but just kind of broaden it a bit, you know. Play around with it. For example, if it comes up with whiteboard marker pouch as a suggestion, put whiteboard marker pouch in, and then your human intelligence goes, you well, you might say something like marker pen pouch, marker pen for whiteboard, etc. Yeah, don't spend too long on this, but use your common sense. If you're a member of your target market, for example, in this case, if you buy a lot of stationery because you work in an office and you're familiar with office stationery, this is a good a point at which to use your knowledge of the market. What I would also do is open up several browser tabs with the URLs of the individual particular products, right? So in other words, if you put whiteboard marker pens into the search bar and click search, you'll get a list of 16 results. And I would click each of those, but the ones that come up at the top of the response to the keywords, I would open those up in separate tabs, right? The reason we're doing that is so that we can capture the URLs of each one, or the ASINs. And URL just means web address, and ASIN is the Amazon identifying number that they assign to any given product, okay, if you're new to this stuff. You can continue with that for as long as you want, right? You can look up whiteboard markers for kids and see who's top of the search results for that. So you're basically kind of expanding to see who is top dog and who is number two, number three for each keyword that has been given in the suggestions, okay? And then create another campaign. So go back to Seller Central. We have been on Amazon.com, the normal site. Now we go back to Seller Central, click Create Campaign, and then you are going to set up yet another campaign. Notice you're setting up a lot of campaigns for the same product. This is what we want to do, yeah? So we want whiteboard marker pens again, for example, and then write in, I don't know, something like obvious keywords, common sense keywords, something like that as well, okay? Own keyword research, whatever it is, you know? So then, again, you probably want a daily budget of about $25. If you're really cautious, then, you know, $10. If you really don't care, then $100. I don't think it makes a lot of difference, to be honest. I've only ever hit the average daily budget once, and that was when I had an auto campaign, and I'd set $2 bid per keyword, which is a bit too aggressive. So it's just a safety thing. Don't get hung up on that. And then again, I would have three ad groups, one for phrase match, one for exact match, but only bother doing that if you've got a lot of different keywords. Okay. So if you've only got like 10 keywords, just put them all into one ad group because, you know, you want to be efficient here with your time. So then I would still make sure that you do the three different match types. So click the default bid, again, maybe 25 cents or 50 cents. Put the keywords in. So and then we're dealing with things like whiteboard markers. I can't even remember what we came up with. Pouch, whiteboard marker, pouch, pens, etc., etc., etc. You have match type broad. So click on add keywords and then phrase match and add the keywords and then exact match and add the keywords. Okay. Again, guys, if you're finding it confusing for me to say it, because it's not the sort of stuff that works perfectly on a podcast, but I have had that request. Again, I urge you to watch the video, www.amazingfba.com/welcome, if you wish to be added to our list of emails for people who want access to these how-to videos. Fifth campaign is a really powerful thing, which I've only been introduced to recently, but which I found for one of my products just before Christmas really helped things take off. So I would urge you to do it, and you might as well get started now with it. This is a keyword inspector thing. And basically, you're going to go to your top competition. Now, what does that mean? Okay, it depends which keyword you're looking at. So you could go as far as you want with this, depending on how much time and energy you want to spend. I wouldn't go crazy with it. But if you find, for example, whiteboard marker pouch, you might put that into the Amazon search bar if you've discovered that that's a powerful keyword, or even the word whiteboard markers, or whiteboard marker kids, if that's your niche product. And you see what comes up. And the first, and possibly the second, and possibly even the third person on your list, you go to that URL, that product listing, and you capture the ASIN. And if you look in the URL bar, that is the address bar at the top, you will find that it says something like www.amazon.com/blah blah/dp/ B00, whatever. So there's a little code B00X5ZY, whatever, something like that. And that is the ASIN, the ASIN. Okay. So you want to capture that. And then you're going to go to something called Keyword Inspector. Keyword Inspector, which is a really powerful tool and pretty cheap. Can't remember how much it cost because it was so little, I didn't even clock it. Okay. So you just need to create an account there if you haven't got one already. If you have one, just log in. And then you're going to go to, on the left-hand side, there's a little bar, a sidebar, and you click on New Reverse ASIN Search, okay? Then you're going to click on the little sort of space they have for that and put in the ASIN or ASINs if you've got the top one, two, or three products, and then click on Start Reverse ASIN Search, okay? And what it does is it just looks at all the keywords that that product is getting found for on Amazon. And then once it's processed it, you can download it to CSV. You can have it online. I would simply download the list that it comes up with of keywords and details to CSV, which is a form of spreadsheet file. Okay, guys, so basically like Excel, and it will open in an Excel, and it will open in Numbers, which is the Mac equivalent. Then what you get is a massive list of keywords, and what's brilliant is that Keyword Inspector will rank things by the sales potential, not just by the rank that it comes up with in the search results, okay? So basically, it gives you a ready-made list of the sort of level of power of the keywords, okay? And it'll be ranked from 1 to, you know, whatever it is. You might have 1,000, 2,000 keywords. In some cases, you have as little as 50. One I'm looking at, which is one of the top results for whiteboard marker pens, I believe is the search term I put in, has something like 800 keywords. Now, you have a limit in the Amazon Ads system of 995 keywords per ad group, but that's fine. So if you have a really large number of keywords, then you need to create a separate ad group for each clump of keywords. So again, you're going to go back to Seller Central and create a new campaign. You create the campaign name, which in this case is whiteboard marker pens again. And then you're going to write something like Keyword Inspector and then the name of the ASIN and the name of the product. In this case, I think the product is by this company called Expo. So you might write Expo and then put the ASIN in as well, which will be, in this case, something like the, what is it now? Just look for it. B00PM4. Okay, so that's an example of what an ASIN looks like. Okay. I would put that in as well. So put as much information as you can in the keyword, the campaign name. And then average daily budget, again, $25 is my go-to. Manual targeting, click continue to next step. So you've set up a new campaign. Then ad group name, I would, because we've got several hundred keywords to deal with, I would put in three different types. I would put phrase match, and then I would do an exact match one, and I would do broad match. Okay, so select your product. Default bid, again, probably 50 cents, maybe 25 cents. And then copy and paste from your spreadsheet all of those keywords. Don't copy the entire spreadsheet, guys, just the keywords, just that column. Then pop it into provide your own keywords, pop it in with a broad match type or phrase match type, whichever one it is for your ad group. Then click on add these keywords. And then put a default bid in, say 50 cents, whatever it is. And then once you've added those keywords, I put in 995 keywords, which is the maximum you can put into an ad group. Click save and finish. And then once that's saved, which could take a while because it's got to process quite a lot of things, then you can do the same, create another ad group and do that the same for exact match, and then create another ad group for the same campaign and do broad match, something like that. Right then, guys, take a deep breath. Hope your brain has not gone into meltdown yet. I've just thrown a hell of a lot of detailed information at you. But like I said, two things. First of all, treat the middle part of this podcast, so the nitty-gritty detail, as a how-to thing. So start and stop and go alongside your Seller Central account. And it's like step-by-step stuff, okay? So trying to absorb it in the car or something like that isn't going to work quite so well for this podcast. I'm trying to give you the overview at the beginning, and I'm giving you a bit now. But just know that, you know, it's not a bad idea to listen through a system before you go and apply it to a computer, but you'll need to go and apply it to your Amazon Seller Central account. That's the first thing to say, okay? So I'm sorry if you listen when you're going out running or on your commute, that is maybe not quite going to work so well for you this particular episode. And that's kind of unavoidable because you need to get into the nitty-gritty with a lot of these things, and that is exactly the purpose of this particular episode, okay? The second thing to say is, once again, please, please try and use the follow-along videos. It's quite a lot easier. I was going to say it's infinitely easier, but it is quite a lot easier. www.amazingfba.com/welcome. Sign up for our welcome emails, and you'll get it either, if you're already a member of the group, you'll have had it in a broadcast, i.e. I will have sent it out to you in an email, so-called broadcast, and using my trusty AWeber account. And if not, it will come to you in our follow-up series of automatic emails, which you'll get it within about 15 days. I'm thinking of creating a special Amazon Insiders Club page on our website, on our blog, where you can go to, and only the members of the Amazon Insiders Club will have access to it. And I will put all the how-to videos in there, as well as potentially some PDFs and documents. If that would be of interest to you, let me know at the Facebook group. I'm not going to do these things into the abstract ether before anyone's asked me for them, because I need to know that the efforts I'm putting in are being helpful to you. If they are, let me know. www.amazingfba.com/FBF, as in face, B as in book. Just a quick reminder, if you want to follow us on Periscope or Twitter, just go to Twitter at AmazingFBA. If you go to Periscope, download the Periscope app and follow us on Amazing at AmazingFBA as well. And other than that, guys, I hope that was helpful. In the next episode or two, I will be dealing with how to analyze your Amazon ads campaigns and make sense of them. Like I said, I'm not an expert in this. I have recently met somebody who's got tons of pay-per-click adverts experience, mostly in the Google platform, but now also on Amazon, and is part of the mastermind I'm a member of. Once again, I'd remind you to really think seriously about being part of a group. Don't try and do this stuff on your own. Especially, I would say three things. Number one, get training up front. Hopefully this podcast gives you enough to go on. I would possibly suggest that you get more thorough paid training if you don't have an expertise in the background in online marketing, or you're a person that likes to see things spelled out. I would say I am one of those people. I did go for paid training, and I'm glad I did. Second thing I would say is be part of a community, and if possible, be part of a community of people who are being trained in the same way as you, so you can share results and compare notes. And for you, that would be the Amazing FBA community that is growing, and there's people putting content and questions every single day. very intelligent questions with a lot of intelligent answers, many of them coming from the members and some of them coming from me. And at least I hope they're intelligent. They're certainly based on experience. And the third thing I would say is you should probably get yourself a mentor at some point as well, who's going to give you ongoing guidance. Those are the three things that I've found very powerful. And I'm going to practice what I preach this year. I'm just about to go and start going to monthly meetings of a sort of mastermind of some good sellers in the UK. I would urge you to do the same thing. It really helps. Okay, guys, that's it. As ever, the more you earn, the more you learn. And the more you learn, the more you earn, right? So you learn from your experience and you learn before you go get experience. Remember that talk is cheap. Get out there and take action. You'll really learn more stuff from taking action than you will possibly from sitting at a desk. Having said that, yes, experience is the best teacher, but other people's experience is the cheaper teacher and less painful. So learn from my experience and come to the Facebook group and learn from your fellow sellers' experience as well. And yeah, the more you learn, the more you earn, but also you need to put it into action. So the Holy Trinity, guys, learn, do, review. That's exactly what Amazon Ads is all about. So the next time we've done the doing, we set up the ads, next time is review. Look at the results and analyze. Until then, have a great week. Have a lovely time with your Amazon business and all the best. Speak to you in the next podcast.